This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. Of course, I'm here again with my wonderful husband, Vince.
Yep.
There he is.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Just get the microphone closer to you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm good. Yeah. Still on our kitchen table. It's fine.
We'll get there.
It's fine. We'll get there. So what are you drinking tonight?
A lot.
Back pain. It's winter time.
I am drinking
shoveling,
Heaven's Door. A Bob Dylan.
Oh,
this is Bob Dylan's bourbon. Yes, very good.
Wow,
very good stuff.
I'm surprised.
Become one of my newer favorites. Got a slight sweet note to it, and I enjoy it. Yeah,
good. I'm doing rum and coke. I'm so predictable and boring. I know you have I'm in the mood for this today. I'm going to drink this because I'm in the mood for that, and I'm pairing it with something. You're so
really
sophisticated. Me, I'm like, oh, I just want to catch a buzz. Rum and coke, please, or a beer.
Well, it's the same thing for me. It's just like, okay, how expensive a buzz do I want to get? Do I want to go for $19.99 buzz, or do I want to go for $39.99 buzz, you know?
Yeah, but you I might be smoking a cigar, so I might use this bourbon with it, or, I'm just sipping, so I want a real sipping bourbon.
Wow, I almost sound like I'm complex.
I want to catch a buzz, rum and coke, please.
Not that complex.
Yeah, you are.
You like the fruitier stuff, but that goes during the summer in the pool.
Yeah, I go through seasons.
The fruity stuff.
I like fruity.
Something with a little coconuts.
Or big coconuts.
Banana.
Banana and coconuts.
Big banana and some coconuts.
That's summertime. Then it's like rum and coke is like winter.
Yeah, with 5 inches of snow out there, it's kind of tough to think tropical.
I can't think tropical. You know, I like the darker beers in the winter, and I don't mind IPAs. IPAs are like more summery because they're that citrus. But yeah, I'm not as complex as you. I just, whatever. What are you putting in front
People
of me?
People know me would not say I'm complex, but okay.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to drinking, you are. Enough of that. That's not why
I can go on with that topic, but
yeah.
I put people to sleep.
No, that's cool.
So, hey, we had a great show last show.
Oh, my God.
With Susan.
Susan was amazing.
Susan Bratton, Bratton,
yes,
who is a sexpert.
Yeah, she calls herself a sexpert.
Something like that. I don't know what she calls herself, but she's knowledgeable.
Check her
out, Susan Bratton, Bratton. If you didn't hear the last show, you got to hear it.
She's really insightful with her premise is she wants to change just having sex, so actually making love and bringing the getting the most pleasure you can get out of with your partner or partners.
She also wants to help you enjoy your orgasms more.
I didn't know there's a a ceiling on this, so we can enjoy it more.
There's a ceiling.
Yeah,
there's people. I think according to your mindset at that moment,
sure,
or whatever. Again, how much are you really into it? Are you, if you're thinking about like, oh my God, we got to squelch it because the kids are in the next room.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously. It takes away from it. You know, if you're someplace, and again, if you're in a hotel room, you're like, oh man, I want, people next door. I don't want them knowing.
You don't want to be somebody knocking on your door.
There are things that could happen in your life that you could take away from the quality of your orgasm.
Sure. It makes sense.
So it's sad. I mean, orgasms are such fun.
So much fun. I agree.
They taste good and they're less filling. So
it's the perfect diet for men and women.
No carbs.
No carbs.
No cows.
All protein.
It's calorie burning.
Calorie burning.
So, so the next show we're doing this week is going to be, I can't think of the gentleman's name. He's a doctor. And he's going to be calling in to us. It's okay. He is a, he has a product and everything else.
Is this Dr. Elliot?
I think it is, yes. Dr. Elliot.
I don't remember his
first name. I think it's his name, yeah. He has a cock ring for all intents and purposes to help a man not only achieve better orgasms, but help with ED.
Really?
And supposedly even helps with heart health.
Get out.
So we're going to talk to him next show.
That's
and
amazing.
Find out more about that. You know, I'm hoping that cock rings come in smaller sizes.
I think we're going to get a dozen of them. Well, you might wear them.
You have that many boyfriends that need them?
No.
Okay, just checking.
They might wear out.
Yeah, let's pretend. They dry rot first.
That's not true.
So anyway, so I saw something interesting the other day online just by chance that is where we came up with today's topic. They were talking about, especially in reference to the villages down in Florida, and because that's the only, I mean, I've never seen this or heard of this before, is how they use, now there's a lot of different terms for these things. They're called loofahs, they're called scrungies, they're called,
they're like
little plastic meshy things like you wash dishes, your body, or whatever.
They're like a puff, a body puff.
Yeah. And apparently down there in the villages in Florida, they use their color-coded and are signs that if someone has them around and about, symbols that symbolize that they're, one, a swinger, two, what kind of a swinger they are. So with that in mind, I said, well, are there other things other than obviously the upside-down pineapple that people use as symbology for calling out they're a swinger?
Well, along with those, the loofah scrunchies that they have, let me see here.
Well, there's a bunch of different things.
Yeah, there's a bunch of, like, if it's white, you're not, it's definitely
colored. Well, we'll get into the scrunchies in itself.
Okay.
So let's, you know, again, that's I printed thing. Out some stuff for you.
Here's one I thought was really strange. The pampas grass is a symbol of being a swinger.
Well, it's one, really? It's one of the many things. So, again, well, I mean, we'll go into this in a kind of some kind of a line of which we're going to talk about. So, some of these things that they call symbology, and again, we can't say it's right or wrong.
No.
That symbolize that your neighbors or you are a swinger. It could be. I can't say they don't work. Or don't symbolize that. I'm just saying, some of them I'm like,
I've never seen that in our neighborhood.
I'm pretty convinced I've seen people have this shit, and I know they're not swingers.
Yeah.
So, one you mentioned that they say is a symbolic of it is this pampas grass. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, it's a pampas grass. I'm not sure exactly what it looks like. I'm not sure if it's the ones
it's
that we
very
have.
Very tall. With like...
there's the ones with little, like we have down there with the little feathers when it
goes
in the
bloom.
Yeah,
it's like a feather up top. Yeah.
I think that's pampas grass.
Well, it would fit us.
Huh? Oh, yeah, it's perfect for us. But I was just reading, like, briefly. Did you want me to go into this, or are we just going to
cover that one? Sure.
It's like they noticed a downturn. There must have been, like, an article written on it, and there was a downturn in people buying pampas grass. In some instances, they found out that the sales went up, and other times they found out that the sales went down, which I thought was really interesting.
I don't see how... I would see these grasses and go, they're a swinger.
I'm just thinking,
wow, they do some landscaping.
Yeah, we use it down there.
I mean, down
by the
pool, it looks great. First of all, they were there when we got here, but second of all, they look good around the pool.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Ah, crap. There was a whole big thing that they did,
and we want to say up front. So some of the things we're going to talk about that these articles have mentioned that they see as things to call out people are swingers. If you see it, don't assume.
Oh my
that
God,
swingers.
No. I thought like, I look at this stuff and I'm like,
hi,
okay.
My name is Vincent. I saw you got some pampas grass. How about you and I tag team your wife? What?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it doesn't mean it. Just because, there's some other ones I was like, Really?
Yeah.
My mom had some of these in her property.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
No, my mom was not a swigger.
There's one on here I want to get into later on that.
Yeah, you. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's like there's a whole big thing behind that one.
But yeah, if the pampas grass went out there as like, oh, this means they're a swigger. Well, people have landscaping, that aren't, they're going to go, you got to rip that out. Oh, my neighbor's thinking that,
Yeah, I was just reading here. They saw there was, like I said, a dip. Is rumored associated with swingers to become so intense that it seemed to have led down a downward turn in the sales of the grass, which I think is, you think we'd be buying more.
Well, not if you're a swinger. People are ripping
it
out.
Yeah, people want to rip it out. Yeah,
they said rip that shit out. Put a pine tree in. Thank you. I'm not a swinger.
In the UK, it was reportedly the variety had dropped off from what one story says. And they were selling to 550 plants 10 years ago. Went down to like 250. It cut it in half when they started associating it with swingers. So does that mean that swinging has a negative connotation?
Well,
is that what that?
If you sat there and said that... a wooden deck means you want to be a serial killer.
Yeah,
people rip that fucking shit out, in a Trex deck or something. Grabbing straws here,
right? Some
people don't want to be associated with that,
right?
People are like, well, no, I just like the way they look. They were
associated with anything. It's
not, the Pampas Grass, Corporation does not is not trying to say that their product is only for swingers.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that one was like, really?
Yeah, that one was like...
I
don't know. First of all, it doesn't grow everywhere.
How would you associate this grass with swinging? Where's the correlation?
I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We've covered it before, but I don't get the upside-down pineapple.
I don't either. I don't know where that came from. I know
it's because you don't want the fronds up top, because when you stick it in someone's ass, you don't want the fronds.
No, I think the pineapple was originally like a sign of being welcoming. And if you just turn it upside down, it's like really welcoming. I don't know.
Overly welcoming. Well, pineapples back when, it used to mean royalty.
Right. You saw them on like finials and stuff of buildings.
So when it went upside down, it was like, fuck royalty.
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Okay. So what would be one of the next symbolisms?
Symbolism.
Another Boondock Saints reference. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
Garden gnomes.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. My mom
had some. Yeah, I know. Like, all kinds of old people have garden gnomes. The retirement communities are just loaded with them. They're definitely not swingers.
Yeah, like I said, my mom had a couple.
I don't see the... Is it a certain kind of gnome?
No, if you have garden gnomes that are all, like in an orgy position.
Over.
Here's the sad part. I've only ever seen male garden gnomes. No, they do have some female ones.
Do they?
But I've never seen anyone buying them. I just see the male ones. So it's like...
I don't see the correlation at all. In fact, I'd be very frightened if somebody had garden gnomes, whether they're swingers or not. Garden gnomes, I just think are creepy.
Yeah, I mean, they're all dressed. If you see someone with, like, naked garden gnomes, and if you see a garden gnome, remember years ago they had those... shapes like of a person, like a woman bent over gardening.
Yeah.
You see a garden gnome up against silhouettes. The back of that. Yeah, sure. That's what
the silhouettes, I wonder if that has any correlation. But no, garden gnomes, I don't get it. I don't understand that one at all.
Not everyone in the swinging world's bearded.
Well, that's true too.
So, almost no one I know wears red suspender pants
has a little pointy cap and sits out there in your garden.
Outside of you, everyone else is taller than it.
True.
So you and the gnomes get along.
We're like see eye to eye on things.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. This next one is the one I can relate to.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
My sister and her husband.
Which aren't swingers.
They're not swingers.
They're part of the prude party.
Absolutely. This is going back 20 years ago, maybe even 30. There was a joke between them and another couple that they would sneak out to each other's houses and load their lawn with pink flamingos. I mean, the people would come out and be like, there are all these pink flamingos all over their yard. And they would kind of harass each other by sneaking over there and putting flamingos all over their lawns. But,
just because it was with a competition against another couple, we feel about 110% confident that her uptight sister and brother-in-law
are not swingers. They're not.
They are so uptight.
Right.
They barely fuck each other.
Yeah, it was. So when I saw this as being a swinger thing, I'm like, oh, no. But it brought back that whole
feud between them. If people might use it as a symbol for swingers, doesn't mean everybody, A, knows it's a swinger symbol, or B, cares. They just like it. It's like, oh, yeah. Fucks the swingers, you know?
Well, the thing going on back to this story just real quick is like, both of them said, okay, no more pink flamingos. You know, I don't put them on our yard. No, you know, don't be harassing us with the flamingos. So the other couple got married, and my sister wore to their wedding pink flamingo earrings just to get the last dig in. So there was a whole
Rebel with that, isn't she? Jesus Christ. That's the last dig, huh?
Yeah, that was the last dig. I wore earrings with flamingos.
Ruined my wedding. She wore pink flamingo earrings. What the fuck was that?
Like, but I don't know what the feud was. I don't know how it looked.
Thanks for coming to my wedding. Yeah.
So I don't know what the flamingos are. I have no idea.
I don't know. The only thing I can relate to sexual with that is the pink part.
Well, a quick Google search brings up many subreddits discussing the pink bird being a sign that you're part of the community. Huh? Who cares? I guess I mean the swinger community.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't see how pink flamingos relate.
Well, just a bunch of heavy set women with skinny legs.
I guess.
I don't know. Or women with long legs. I don't know.
I don't.
At the top of the long legs is something pink.
I have no idea. I'm just breezing over to see if there's anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one of the next ones?
Here's another one that could be anybody. White landscaping rocks. Again, we have.
Oh,
white.
Come on. It's obvious.
Oh, it's a swinger all over them. Like, we have a whole bunch of river rock down there. It's white.
We mix it up. We have river rock. We have chipped marble, white chipped marble. Yeah, we're advertising.
We're definitely.
People drive down the street and go, oh, my God.
They're swingers.
Oh, my God. They got the grasses at their pool. They have the white river rock. They have the white marble chip walkway.
Oh, my God.
She's such a whore.
Such a whore.
Well, yeah, she is, but that's a different story.
That's a whole different story. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I was like, really? So that doesn't make any sense to me. And then the one after that makes no sense either.
Like, let's pretend you drive by an elementary school and in the flower beds they have white river rock at the lower part of the plant. It's like, oh, the teachers are all swingers. They're teaching the kids to be swingers. Oh, look, that church has white river rock out there on a walkway. Oh, my God, that's a swinger church. Oh, my God. Like, really?
They're really stretching on that one.
I mean, even the pineapple thing, really, in all honesty.
Well, it's upside down.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I don't.
Okay.
Well, it has to be something that only the swinger community will relate it to being swingers. They don't want it obvious. It wouldn't be like a big, giant penis and I don't know.
I would almost see a silhouette of a guy pushing a woman on a swing. That would be obvious.
That would be for net swingers.
You know?
That's literal. It's very visual.
Well, here's a new symbol. A turtle drinking a beer means swinger. Oh, my God. Yeah,
it has to be obscure. It can't be.
Well, just saying, it's just like stupid. You know, how about just an S?
I don't know.
You know? How about a big 6'9" on your house?
Big 6'9". Is her house number 6'9"? That could be confusing. All right,
what's on the next one?
Here's another one. It's very ambiguous. And I just know it. Like, a lot of older people have them. So I know they're all swingers. Adirondack chairs. Adirondack chairs. There we go. I can say it.
Adirondack chairs.
Yeah. It's like, really?
Most uncomfortable fucking piece of furniture ever made.
They look cool. They look so inviting. I sit in them. And
they look comfortable.
They're not for me.
No.
Not for you.
Not for me, yeah. I
mean, the butt's down too low. Your legs are up high. Well,
I get it now. Because you're so uncomfortable, you move from there over to the swing. in the trailer park.
In the trailer park. Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah, I don't, and I don't see the correlation because they could be everywhere. Anybody can use them. It has to be something that calls somebody out that looks like it might be an everyday object, but taken in the context.
Well, I wish we had gotten some background to it. Is there something that explains like how that came about?
Let me see.
Like, well, the guy who invented the Adirondack chair was a swinger, so no, probably not. Probably just like, no, they just made it. Sounds like if you bought this, you know, it's like saying, oh, my God, they're eating hot dogs. They're swingers. I saw them cooking hot dogs on the grill and sausage. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you
they're,
know.
They're swingers and bisexual, because that's what it means with the hot sausage.
So, no, maybe the sausage is like BBC or like a big dick or...
Had to go there, didn't it?
Yeah, had to go there.
Couldn't just go bisexual. Yeah.
No, they're bisexual. Wouldn't they be eating something like clams on the
half
shell?
Oh, my God, they're putting it in a pita.
There you go. They're putting it in a pita. See, now that makes sense. It's
and having grilled onions with it. Oh, it's obvious they do filthy things. If they put green peppers, I'm going to throw up.
I don't know. I think green peppers would taste pretty good.
Symbology. I'm not talking about the way it tastes. It tastes great, but.
Well, they don't have anything. They just said the different colors of the chairs apparently have a hidden meaning.
Well, we'll get to these scrungies, loofahs. Yeah. It's like, okay.
But the whole thing is like based on rumor, and a quick search will tell you that the furniture is to the lifestyle, but it's only conjecture so far. That's bullshit is what it is. Yeah. It's a whole rumor of, you have these chairs, you're a swinger. Wouldn't it be a sex chair out there? Wouldn't it be a spanking bench?
I actually think if you have those chairs, it means you don't have a back problem.
Yeah, maybe you would be a swinger if you don't have a back problem.
More likely to have some fun instead of like, my back's
those
going.
Things, after I sit in them for a while, I get up.
As you get older, too, it's like, I can't get the fuck out. That little incline.
I hate that incline. Your ass sinks down. Why? Why would you do that? Yeah. And my feet are off the ground. It's terrible. Well,
your feet are off the ground. Whatever.
So many chairs. So many chairs.
What's one of the next ones?
This one is weird. I don't get it. Black rings on the right hand. Like if you wear rings on
if
your
you wear
right
a ring,
hand.
Like especially those new rubber latex rings, I guess.
Know. I have no idea.
On your right hand?
On your right hand. A black ring on the right hand could indicate someone is a swinger. And then they must have had a picture of it when you got this.
Yeah, they did.
But, let me see her.
Okay. I see people with those black latex rubber rings as a wedding band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I've actually thought about it for the fact, not necessarily black, but they come in all camouflage, all sorts of colors. Because, again, you can grip something and you're not going to bend the shit out of your ring.
Or cut your finger or get it, you know.
So, that's the problem with rings. I like rings. The problem is you grab stuff or whatever, you bend the snot out of your ring. So I'm not one of these... kind of people that doesn't do something physical that I. Okay, so a black ring.
Well, hold
now, is
on
that around your penis?
Hold on a second. Let me see. You can wear the jewelry on the finger on your right hand, but not the middle, as it's sometimes used in the symbol of asexuality. What? Like if you wear the ring on your middle finger, that means you're asexual, but you have to wear it on one.
It means you don't need anyone else. You just generate, you just masturbate a lot.
Or you don't have sex at all.
Oh. So you're married.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. They say if you wear the black ring on your right hand, if you are out and open to meet other swingers. If someone is
which
wearing
hand?
A black...
Which finger?
Anyone but the middle one, apparently. Okay. All right. If anyone's wearing a black ring on their hand, approaches you, start a conversation with them. I see you're wearing a black ring on your right hand, and maybe we're in the same club. Like you have to, make
it's
sure.
It's like
that,
a secret password. Yeah. Like, my vest has no sleeves.
Yeah.
The chair's against the wall.
Exactly.
Kind of a thing. Ooh,
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're in the same club.
Okay.
What club is that?
All right. Is there a secret handshake, too?
I have no idea. Now you're out
you
of my
realm.
Grab
each other's penis and shake?
Maybe.
I think we're in the same club.
No, we are.
Jesus Christmas. Hello, Frisco.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. That's so black
it.
Ring.
Yeah, the black ring right, on
so
the
now,
right hand.
Now we're on to the scrungies.
Yeah. When I was...
I call them scrungy.
Yeah, they're
good. They call them loofahs. Yeah, they're good. Scrungies. They call them
so many things. Those little bathing puffs that you use. But they say, like, when I was reading things, like, you people would, like, mount them to, like, maybe outside their fence.
And they
like
mount them on their cars.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw pictures where had people had them, like, on the roof.
Oh, the roof racks.
On their antennas. So.
So, I'm sorry.
And again, there's a color. There's a color coding thing to tell you what kind of swinger you are.
Right. White represents novice and beginners.
Okay.
Which makes sense. You're
now, this is telling you what you are, not what you're looking for.
What you are.
Okay.
Like if you have, it's your sexual preferences. It goes by different colors for different sexual preferences.
Is there one that is just for Megan Fox?
Maybe.
Okay. Like, I'm going to put one out there so if Megan Fox sees it, she just comes over to me. It's like, oh, you're looking for me? Yes, I am.
Well, I'm not sure if this is for what you... It seems like it should be for what you are, not what you're looking for.
Well, I think it's a combination.
It could
it's
be.
It's like, well, if what you're looking for someone that's on the same, I'll use the term plane.
Right,
same level,
right.
Same plane.
So if you put up a white one, you're hoping that somebody who's like... the last one who is, you know, into all kinds of crazy stuff doesn't reach out to you.
Well, like, I mean, after I read through them, it's like there's the ones, like you said, the white is for beginners.
For beginners,
because they're looking for people either that are either A, looking for beginners.
Right.
Or people that are other beginners, like, okay, hey, let's, you know, we're not ready to jump into the fast lane.
Right.
We're just on the on-ramp.
Right, exactly.
You know, so.
Well, that makes sense.
You know. Then you have the ones that are like, oh, no, man, everything goes. Bring the kitchen sink.
Oh, that's a whole other
color.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it's a different color. But I'm saying, so someone who's like in the fast lane doesn't necessarily want someone on the on-ramp.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what you would call us, probably in the fast lane.
I guess, I don't know.
We're kind of open to everything almost.
I am. I'm definitely open to just about anything.
Sure.
As long as it's not too aggressive.
But we're not people that are offended by people on the on-ramp.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not
we actually really find it. We can actually kind of find it more fun,
right?
You know, right. Where there are some people like, "No, I can't be bothered."
Yeah, that's kind of rude.
Forgetting they came from the on ramp.
Yep, gotta start somewhere.
Somewhere.
Okay, the next color is it would be for you, purple for people who like to watch. That's what the voyeurs. Mm-hmm. So I guess they figured maybe I wonder if the colors correspond with what it's for. Like violet voyeur would. Would they even...
I don't get that.
Purple? Purple, violet? Maybe they correspond the colors to what it actually means, like the actual word. If you're a voyeur, that's violet, it's a V.
We only have so many colors available.
I don't know. These scrunchies like, come in all these colors.
We have eight colors. Let's come up with eight different levels.
But they have to think like, okay, what color would make sense to go with what characteristic? You know, maybe I don't know how they figured that out. I think they had
to sit there and go, okay, we have how many colors? Because, you know, those things, the loofahs or whatever you call them, don't come in every color.
Every color of
the
rainbow.
So you sit there and go, okay, we have, I don't know, eight colors? How many colors do they have?
It says here seven.
Seven. Okay, we have seven colors available. So let's come up with seven different levels of swingers.
Swinging, yep.
Yeah. So unless you come up with a new color.
I haven't seen a lot of these colors.
I'll have to go to Amazon and see how many colors are available.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Because the other color is pink. Now I've had
I'm going to load my truck up with nothing but the whole fucking mirage of these fucking drive around with all these.
All these loofahs in the back. Yeah. Wonder what people be thinking.
There's a whole new thing to Bed Bath & Beyond. This is beyond, baby.
Way beyond. This
we were in the
way.
Bed, we were in the bath, and now we're going to beyond.
Way beyond. A pink is for people who like to be in the room with others. They like to be in the room with others watching, I guess, others in the room.
Same room sex.
Yeah, same room sex. That's a good way to put it. That's not what it said.
Yeah, here, which is kind of a beginner level, in all honesty.
That's why it's pink.
If I'm reading it the right way, we've talked about this on other shows. That sometimes you don't, it's not a soft swap, it's just same room.
So, yeah.
I mean, there's same room also in the sense of, it's like, okay, my partner's going to play with your partner and I'm going to play with your
partner. But we're in the same room.
We're in the same room. I have to, you know, I want to watch. I want to make sure she's safe or he's safe or whatever. But it could also just be, again, we'll say a hot wife situation or a cuckold situation where it's like, okay, I'm going to be there and watch and whatever else you might do. You might want to be belittled or whatever, ignored, whatever.
Whatever.
So, yeah, okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Blue is for those who can play well with others. That's kind of like your, you know, all-rounded, well-rounded swinger.
I think, your average swinger.
Yeah, I'd say blue would definitely be that.
Yeah.
They're
someone who's not expecting anything above normal.
And like, maybe okay, open to a lot of things.
I think that's a stereotypical person who goes to a club. It's like, okay, we can go in private. We can go to a group room or whatever. Right. We're just going to play and, you know, okay.
That seems to be like, covers like everybody.
Sure.
Almost everybody. Sure. Yellow is for people who want to have fun but are still nervous. That's just another grade of pink.
Like I said, they looked at all the colors available.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I think I would have.
Well, in other words, you might be a gunshot. That's the white, the newbie, actually.
No, the white represents novice and beginners.
Yeah, so. And that should be the same thing. No. Because a lot of times the novices are nervous.
Yeah, oh, well, I agree that there's like three of these that they could have consolidated or they kind of blend into each other.
Okay, so I'm going to not get a yellow scrunchie.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, I'm not nervous.
Nope. Black is used for full swap and is for people who say, let it all go down. So they're like,
what color?
Black. I've never seen a black scrunchie ever.
Well, apparently they're available down in the
villages.
The villages. So.
I've never seen
stores down there by the villages sell out.
Oh my! I bet they do. I've seen white. I've seen purple. I've seen pink. I've seen blue. I think I've seen yellow. Black.
Now I would think the black scrunchies would be maybe someone open to interracial. Mm.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to take it.
See, I would do away with the yellow one, you know, because, like, okay, the novice is going to be, you know.
We already have white, you know.
So I'm saying the white and the yellow, the person with yellow who's kind of potentially timid could be under white.
Yeah, I think, yellow and white, they could have.
Yeah, they could have. So, okay, but they didn't ask me, obviously.
Yeah, I know.
Probably good reason.
Yeah, they could combine those two. The last one is teal. Oh,
that's for those that are into interior decorating.
Close.
Something. Go ahead. Sorry.
Those are people who are bisexual and.
I was close.
Wow, that's what I said. And these are people who wish to increase their dating chances.
So I'm increasing my chances because anything goes. Him, her, they,
so
them.
So if you were a person that anything goes and you're bisexual, you'd have black and teal.
Well, I'm not going to buy teal.
I would have teal.
You can have teal, but I'm not putting it on my vehicle. I ain't pulling into fucking Home Depot and some guy goes, hey, buddy. I like a teal scrunchie. You want to go back into hardware? No. It's my wife's. Yeah. I'll make you my wife. Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's terrible.
I remember you from prison.
Oh, my God.
Not again.
So I guess
that'd be my luck. I drive your car.
That'd be terrible. If we were to have scrunchies for us, it would be blue, black, and teal. For me, teal, because blue is for those who can play well with others.
I would throw white on there to invite newbies.
Okay, just yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I would
no yellow.
No.
What was the last one? Teal? No teal.
Teal. No teal.
Definitely no teal for me.
Nope.
I would half of a teal one.
Well, that would be for me.
Yeah, you get the other half.
I'm good.
I get the half that's not there.
Right.
You get the half that's there.
Okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. No, I meant like where these that would be describing our, not
if,
what we're looking for, or what
one,
we are.
If there was a brown one, would that be for, I do anal?
See, that would make sense.
I think so. Just check.
See, I think the yellow should be for like water sports.
Oh, we had to go there.
It's something that people are into.
And like tie-dye would be like into like kinky shit. Like,
I see. I think the
whatever
black
color you want.
I think the black would be either interracial or it should be like
no hold, every no holds bar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, or BDSM.
Okay. Sure.
So I can see the black being interracial BDSM. Like some of these colors for me wouldn't. They wouldn't convey to me the image or the message that they're trying to send out. I mean, the white, I understand. That novice, beginner, okay, sure. White.
Yeah, it should be a pure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that makes sense. But some of the other ones, I'm like, what'd you come up with? And then, yeah.
Yeah, what the black about, one. Well, yeah. If you have a leather scrunchie, it means you're.
Leather scrunchie. I like that. I like that a lot. There you go. Yeah, some of these colors, I'm not quite sure, but I've never seen these around here, ever.
It said it's very prominent down there in Florida by the
those villages.
I've never heard of it. That doesn't mean anything.
Interesting.
But I've never heard of any of these. I mean, the only thing I've heard of being symbology for swinging has been the upside-down pineapple.
Down pineapple, right.
So.
Yeah, it's even, there's a little website I go into just to buy, you know, knickknacks like thongs and stuff, and they have a whole section of t-shirts with the upside down pineapple. Sure. And all kinds of, you know, I'm, you know, be my daddy type stuff or cum slut things.
Told you, it's a German family.
Cum salute, yeah.
I'm part of the cum salute family.
I'm sorry, this is all about the doctor, sorry. That's coming on Tuesday. Sorry, I have the paperwork here.
So
yes, his name is Dr. Elliot.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, we've been very blessed by having some people reach out to us, some publicists, same family, and trying to use our platform, and we're glad to do it, to help inform you guys and promote them. It's a kind of a mutual thing. So we want to also, we haven't mentioned in a while, this last show, we got caught up with Susan.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Spunk Lube. Please, please. If you use lubricant, check out spunklube.com and get some of the product. Great, great product. Go to spunklube.com. And when you place your order at the end, where it says discount code, type in hot wife, all one word. You get 10% off your order. Not a bad deal.
No.
And if you do buy some of it and you like it, go back and send them a message and let Jeff know. Jeff's the owner. Let Jeff know, one, you heard about it from us, and two, let him know how much you like the product.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody likes to know if their product is doing what it's supposed to do. Could it be improved?
The ones that we've given out free bottles, and we're going to be giving out some more very soon, probably for the for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Yeah. Sure.
I have to come up with some kind of a little contest. Also, if you want to email us, and we look forward to hearing from you, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you want to see where I am, I'm at hotwifedonnalynn.com, and that is all my links to all the platforms I'm on and all the stuff I'm doing, videos I'm creating and posting and content and pictures and all that.
And we are still in the process of switching everything over to podbean.com as our main platform. I mean, it's going out to Apple and everybody else, but download the Podbean app. It's free. If you go to hotwifepodcast.com, it will take you there, and you can download the app for free on any mobile device or your computer. And then just follow us, and you'll get notifications and everything on the on your device about the newest episodes coming out, which we put shows out on. We were doing three for a while, three a week. We're doing two a week now, which is on Monday and Thursdays.
Hmm. Well, what did you like about Podbean that you decided to really start honing in
on the back end for us? One, it lets people rate the show. They can give us a like.
Oh,
we can see followers. They can give comments. It's a little easier. The old platform we use, which I'm not trashing, they're a good platform, didn't have the traction or the features that we get on Podbean. So
cool.
Check out Podbean.
Wasn't the other one too like a website? It wasn't an app.
So they have an app, but the app is not as good.
Okay.
So that's...
Everybody's going to apps these days.
I'm just looking
so.
At what's best for getting our show out there.
Right, I understand that.
So, appreciate that. But, so again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we're going to wrap this bad boy up.
All right, everybody. Have a great night.
Talk to you later.